The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Madam Sherry Aite, says the role energy plays in the socio-economic development of any country cannot be overemphasized. She said the phenomenon of climate change has alerted the country to check practices that in the long run induce and accelerate environmental challenges. She made this known as the first West African Clean Energy and Environment Conference in Accra. Mary Atuli Alindanyan was there and reports.
The West African Clean Energy and Environment Conference focuses on oil and gas, renewable energy and environment in West Africa. The Minister for Environment, Science and Technology, Madam Sherry Aite, said, apart from hydroelectric power, the potential exists for solar energy in several parts of the country, particularly in the northern parts where the savanna vegetation provides unimpeded access to sunlight. She noted that the problem with this source of energy is the availability of appropriate technology that can help large-scale commercial generation of solar energy for economic use. Madam Aite hoped the conference will be able to develop proposals and strategies that will ensure that clean energy exploitation is given priority to advance Ghana's developmental agenda. In a message, the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah, said, among countries in the West African sub-region, Ghana abounds in enormous water resources such as rivers and lakes. He mentioned that water quality, which a few years ago was fairly good, has in recent years shown signs of gradual deterioration.
Mary Atulia Linda Yan's report.